Welcome to Audio Book Reviews and Interviews from the Agony Column. My name is Rick Kleffel, here with a review of Already Dead by Charlie Houston. It takes a special sort of reader to laugh upon encountering a
gruesome quadruple homicide
in the first five, yes, five pages of a book, and it takes a special sort of writer to make that the first of as many laughs as there are deaths in a novel where death is rather more common than usual. Charlie Houston is most assuredly that sort of writer.
To me, there's something about the idea of somebody slipping on a banana peel as they're staggering around with a bullet in their gut that is not only funny, but also to me feels really honest and really true.
When his characters are not spraying blood, removing limbs or heads, or torturing someone, no, scratch that. Even when his characters are doing all of the above, Houston can make you laugh out loud and still love the guy holding the hammer, tongs, gun, knife, stripped electrical cord, or cordless drill. Now that's a special kind of writer and a special kind of writing. Only you will know if you're that special kind of reader. Already Dead is anything but the title. Outrageously funny, superbly well-written, gripping, and even occasionally touching, Already Dead hot melts gory vampire fiction with noir boiled so hard you could tie it to the feet of someone you really don't like and watch the bubbles rise from their mouth as they sink beneath the oil-slicked waves of the Hudson River. In case you think there's any rocket science going on in this novel, let me disabuse you of that notion. Already Dead is simple, classic, but definitely not classy noir fiction. Houston is not reinventing the wheel. The setup is pure simplicity. There are vampires. They get together in vampire mafia gangs, and each of these gangs has a territory and a personality based on whatever badass is running it. Joe Pitt's got no gang, got no loyalties, and he's got a smart potty mouth to boot. Did I mention boots? I do believe they come into play here somewhere between the
gruesome quadruple homicide
and Joe's assignments to A, kill the zombie who's infecting innocent humans before things get exposed, and B, find the daughter of a rich guy. You know it ain't going to be easy, but within a few pages, you also know it's going to be one hell of a lot of fun.
I wanted it to be over the top. I wanted it to be fun. I wanted it to be wild and it to be a world that allowed me to go further than I can go with the straight thrillers.
Noir lives and dies by the prose. Already Dead lives. Houston's prose kicks ass and makes you laugh out loud a lot, assuming you can laugh at a
gruesome quadruple homicide.
Most readers will finish this book in a day or two, or at least you'll want to. Houston's a master at using the word fuck for humorous effect. To my mind, a highly underrated skill in this sordid world.
In the same way that I'm not entirely certain that a person can be taught how to write, I'm not entirely certain that a person can be taught how to use the word fuck naturally.
Houston writes great dialogue, snappy and real enough to make you want to hear it read aloud, even if he does use the borderline poofy dash, here's the dialogue method of punctuation. Frankly, it never bothered me, and such affectations are usually quite bothersome, an indication of just how excellent a writer Houston is. Only time will tell if this proves to be a classic, but you won't really have a chance to care when you read it. Your brain will disappear, but not in a cloud of red mist, unless you actually find yourself in a situation out of this book, in which case I offer my consolations to your heirs. No, Houston's masterful prose will envelop you in the seamy underworld he's created. Now, don't look for typical vampire novel characters in Already Dead.
I hate pussy vampires. I wanted to write about a vampire who's a badass.
Characters here are not unfamiliar, however, to anyone familiar with the noir crime genre. You've got your Ronin, your solo PI type, that is, and you've got your gangland bosses of various stripes. Here's where Houston has a bit of fun as he envisions a 1960s-style gang of burnout vampires squabbling about peace and love while ripping off heads and drinking blood from spouty neck stumps. Now, you know, that precise scene may not come to pass in this book, but you'll feel as if it has. There are a couple of disposable dames who nonetheless provide some entertaining conversations, and a rather more important love interest who provides some actual emotional grounding that those of us who don't keep pints of blood in the fridge can identify with. Goons, enforcers, and a couple of nearly innocent victims round out the list, and every damn one of them seems to shine. Yes, more often than not, it's with hot, wet blood, but, you know, what do you expect? This is New York, after all.
I was like, oh, fuck you, dude. I mean, come on. This is what I do. it's very important to me that the violence be something that's flinch-worthy.
All these ingredients coagulate around a plot that's rather thinner than the blood that's both spilled and swilled. But frankly, this rocket moves so fast, you wouldn't want more to distract you, though the old withdrawal sequence does lag a bit in comparison with the, for example,
gruesome quadruple homicide.
But then, what wouldn't lag in comparison with a
gruesome quadruple homicide?
Houston does hit all the right grace notes, though, rather like a jazz player ripping through a standard. And when I say ripping, well, you know. Or at least you should know by now.
Not only do I hate mopey pussy vampires, but I hate stories in which characters, particularly a protagonist and someone who otherwise is not inclined to violence, they commit acts of violence and there's no change in the character. Or worse, there's no change in the character before they commit the act of violence. You don't see that growing.
If you thought that the vampire genre was already dead, then Already Dead provides plenty of evidence that it ain't dead even after someone rips its heart out, cuts off its head, sets the body on fire, then tosses the ashes in a wood chipper. Because, given the quantity and general quality of vampire novels out there, that's pretty much the case. But Charlie Houston proves that talent and a good sense of humor can triumph in any environment, even in his case, a
gruesome quadruple homicide.
Laugh while you can.
I was like, oh, fuck you, dude. I mean, come on. This is what I do.
Audio book reviews and interviews from the Agony Column. My name is Rick Kleffel.